A reading from Mark 8:31-33. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns."
Yesterday we were talking about, we had the passage from Luke where Jesus asks, "Well, who do the crowd say I am?" And then he turns to his own followers, the 12, and says, "But who do you say I am?" And Peter says, you are God's Messiah. And here, just to make it so disconcerting for us, as that Peter turns almost immediately and comes up against what Jesus is saying, because he doesn't like what Jesus... Suddenly, Jesus is saying something that is totally out of the question.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah.
He gets the right answer, but he packs the wrong information into the answer. When Matthew tells the story, after Peter says, "You are the Messiah," Jesus says, "Well done, Peter. That didn't come from man. That was revealed by my Father in heaven." So there's this spiritual moment. You can feel that Peter, who loves to step out and take faith, is feeling really good at that moment. And now Jesus is talking about how he's going to be the Messiah. See, Peter has the remembrance of the Daniel passages of the Son of Man and the Isaiah passages, which speak to the second coming of Jesus, the conqueror, but he's jumping completely over the suffering servant passages. And Jesus is explaining, for me to be fully the Messiah, I'm going to have to die and I'm going to have to suffer. And Peter, in that moment, packs meaning back into his understanding of the Messiah, and he's actually rebuking Jesus. It's a great declaration. Same language, Jesus rebukes the wind and he rebukes demons. Now Peter's rebuking Jesus, if you can even imagine. And Peter goes from this pinnacle of one moment, "This was revealed to you by my Father in heaven," to this sense of his jaw dropping, "Get behind me, Satan." Basically, Peter, you're following a different kingdom's reality right now. And what's powerful for me in this is, it really shows you that you need to hold your own cleverness and insights very loosely. Because in one moment, you can be completely insightful and God giving you clear words. In the next moment, you may be opposing the very thing that God wants to do. And where this is fascinating for me is I watch people who get used by God and they get a word from God, and all of a sudden they baptize every word and every thought as being from God. And this is one of those life perspective things for me. I love to read this passage because it reminds me, Chuck, you're going to get brilliant ideas from God sometimes, but other times your ideas are going to be very contrary to what he wants to do in his kingdom.
So what you just said really supported by how Jesus concludes, "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Okay. It's very easy to exclude God and take full credit ourselves for whatever brilliant ideas are flowing through our hearts and minds at any given time.
Or even to make God bring about his kingdom in the way we want him to bring about his kingdom, instead of really relying on his pattern.